This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted and others of those old free-spending Democrats just can't keep their pinkies out of the federal till. Will Ted Kennedy work to stop construction on yet another wasteful congressional office building? Oh boy, Ted, some of your guys in Congress never learn. A new office building for the staff of the Supreme Court has been proposed. Now that one might sell, Ted, because we propose to construct the new building on federal land. It would be two-thirds filled by judicial officials. The other third would then be rented by private businesses. The rents generated by the private sector would then serve to defray the costs of the new building to the federal government. But one of your big spending colleagues has now decided that congressional staff should use that other one-third. That's all we need around here, more staff. We're up to our hocks in staff now. That shifts the entire cost of the construction right onto the backs of the taxpayers.
Al, congressional office buildings aren't exactly wide open spaces. Staff overcrowding is atrocious. You'd see it, Al, if you'd step out of your palatial office and look at how your own staff is living or surviving. A health inspector would probably close the whole place down. And you know who'd be moving into the prime space on Capitol Hill if we left it to the private sector? The lobbyists, that's who. They'd have a field day. They'd outbid everybody else for every square inch of space, because each dollar they invest in special interest lobbying will be repaid a hundredfold in special interest legislation. You can't save money that way, Al. It'll end up costing taxpayers even more. Senators may not earn their pay, Al, but by and large, staff do. Most of them could double or triple their salaries in the private sector, but they'd rather serve the public interest, and it's downright unfriendly of you to begrudge them decent office space. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.